Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joining us. Isolated, all alone at work. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, here I am in the silence of a Times Union newsroom.
Well, you know, this coronavirus has totally enveloped all the news, and you have quite an update for us this morning.
Yesterday, the governor announced a number of changes. He closed restaurants, cinemas, and gyms to the public, and he basically told non-essential workers throughout the state that they don't have to work in an office anymore. That decision had been made downstate last week amidst the outbreak around New Rochelle, and of course other state workers complained that they were being put in jeopardy in their own places of work. A number of other things happened late last night. St. Peter's Hospital followed the same action that a number of healthcare providers. It's almost impossible now to visit somebody in the hospital. In St. Peter's case, there are exceptions being made for children who have been admitted to the hospital, and as well as a maternity unit, and people who are receiving end-of-life care. But other than that, that is pretty much the only way you're getting into a hospital to see someone you care about. The governor yesterday also announced that village elections, which are slated for Wednesday, are going to be pushed back until April 28th, which is the presidential primary. So I guess more campaign time if you can get out of your house for village candidates around the state. We got word yesterday that a person who had attended Mass at a Catholic church in Latham had tested positive, and now comes word that there was also a positive test at the Welcome Chapel Church in Albany. That person's also been self-quarantined, and officials are trying to track down anyone who may have come into contact with either person. But honestly, that's happening everywhere, and it's only going to be more people that government agencies and companies and organizations are going to have to try to backtrack where the exposure may have occurred.
You also have what to do with the schools closed and the students that need free breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, the school districts have really ramped that up over the weekend in anticipation that there'd be a lot of kids who would go hungry while school's out. And there was actually not as much of a turnout for it yesterday. I don't know if that's a good sign or not. It could just be that parents are adjusting, which is what school districts think. In Schenectady, I think they prepared 6,000 meals. About 10% of those meals went. In Albany, about 9,000 students and 30% qualify for free or reduced lunch. The principal at Arbor Hill Elementary, Rosalind Gaines Harrell, said they suspect parents are fearful of their kids going outside. She says that she thinks as time goes on, they're going to have more kids coming in. That's where we're at today.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joining us amid the coronavirus crisis. We will connect next week. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.